My heart has no words. My eyes have no tears left. Mind had done gone crazy. Went off and married my fears. Now I'm standing here with nothing left to tell you. I'm standing here with nothing to prove. I got nothing to prove.
Welcome to Mormon Expression Voices. In today's episode, a longtime Mormon Expression supporter interviews his two children about their experiences being Mormon in secular Europe. He talks with his son Kelvin, age 15, and his daughter Jenny, age 17. They were both born in Las Vegas, but moved to Norway before preschool and have lived there ever since. Due to this, English is really their second language, and they speak Norwegian in their everyday life and at school. In the episode, they share their experiences being Mormon in secularized Europe, as well as talking about what it's like to have a parent who is disaffected while their other parent still believes. They talk about how their father's disaffection has affected their lives, as well as their current thoughts on God, Mormonism, and morality. Thank you for listening, and I hope you enjoy.
Okay, let's start by asking, what is your earliest memory of the church?
Well, one of the first things I remember is being primary. Well, I was like, I don't know, 4 years old or something. And I remember we were supposed to sit in front of everyone in primary, like to be good examples, to fold our hands and be like totally quiet during primary and they were singing and stuff. And I remember feeling really special, like everyone was looking up to me, you know.
Did you have a talk or did you just sit there?
Yeah, we were just sitting there, being reverent.
Okay, that was probably, you were pretty young then, I'm guessing. Do you remember something like that too, Kelvin?
I don't remember, like, sitting in the front, but, like, sitting and learning about the church. That's the only memories I have from primary.
Yeah? Did you like singing the songs or anything else?
It was fun singing, I thought, but it was kind of boring just sitting there and learning.
What are some of the songs you remember?
Well, I was singing the songs in Norwegian, so I don't know what they're called in English.
No? Okay. Do you remember the snowman one? And the popcorn tree?
Those were my favorite ones.
I think so too. The ones where you get to use your hands, do hand motions and stuff.
Wasn't that nursery though?
Maybe. Then you're remembering even farther back.
No, that was nursery.
So do you guys remember giving talks in primary?
Yes, I do.
Yeah, I do too. Though I thought it was really not a really pleasant experience. I didn't really like talking about stuff, especially late primary years. I didn't really feel like I meant what I was saying, you know.
Do you remember anything you loved about primary or just church in general?
Well, I used to have a lot of friends in primary. Especially my cousin, she's the same age as me, so we used to hang out a lot and stuff. So I think I liked it a lot, but it was more like awkward at school where I didn't really, like I thought everyone knew about the religion and stuff and then no one had really heard about it. So I was like, yeah, I go to church. And then they're like, oh, really?
Right.
Like, yeah, I go to church, this Mormon church. And then I went to this choir, so we sang at this Lutheran church sometimes, and I noticed that they didn't have a bathroom, so I was like, oh, I go to this church where actually we have these bathrooms. And they're like, oh, really? I'm like, yeah, you should come one time. Like, I was really open to it, but I didn't realize how silly it sounded, I guess.
Yeah, the bathroom is a really good selling point for...
yeah.
So do you remember how many, were there any other members in your class? Or were you the
like
only one?
Like in my
one?
School?
Yeah.
No, I was the only one.
Yeah? What about you, Kelvin? Do you remember if you were the only one?
Well, back then I did have someone on the same grade as me, but not in the same class. No.
So did you see her ever during school? Or?
Yeah, but I never said hi or talked to her at school. It was only at church.
Did you ever talk to others about church or?
No.
So you didn't have a bathroom experience?
Did you go to the state church ever? Were you in choir or anything like that?
No.
No?
I wasn't in choir.
No. Told anything where you ended up going to state churches and seeing visiting them? The state church here is the Lutheran church. And most people by default in Norway are members of the state church or the Lutheran church. But very few people are active in it or believe in it. Just as a side note to listeners. Do you remember ever talking to people about church or mentioning it, like Jenny was saying a little bit about?
No, I just went with it. I never mentioned church to anyone. Did you ever, my parents, probably.
Did you ever think about it, about how you were different than anybody else?
No.
You didn't? Did you feel different or, like, out of place or anything, or did you feel...
No, I never felt different.
No? What about you, Jen?
Well, I didn't really notice that it was different to go to church until... Like, I think I noticed that it wasn't really that common when I turned, like, 10 years old or something. And before that, I was really open. I was, like, telling my friends that I went to church, and especially since in church they, like, tell you to tell your friends about the church and stuff, so I was, like, really open about it. And I even remember bringing a lot of my friends to church, like, where they slept over at my house and they came to church on Sunday with us. But later, when we moved to another place in Norway, I didn't really have very many friends. And
how old were you then?
9, 8, something like that.
Yeah, okay. And we moved out into the country, kind of. Right, away from the city. A little bit farther away. So like a half-hour drive, maybe, to the city. And the school was a little bit smaller.
Yeah.
And so you were making new friends, and then it was a little different.
Yeah, I didn't really tell them that I went to church. Or I think I did at the beginning, but then people were, like, acting, like, strange around me, so then I stopped telling them.
What about you, Kelvin? Do you remember the change from when we moved out into the country? You were a couple years younger, so you...
2 years younger?
Yeah, so you might not remember it as well.
No, I don't remember any change, except for some minor experiences, but nothing with religion.
I think you were in fourth grade when you started going to this private school that you have gone to since. And do you remember any differences there regarding church based on the way that they talk about religion versus the way it is in normal school?
Nobody ever talks about religion, ever, especially not at school.
No, but I mean, okay.
I remember, actually, because I started that school when I went in seventh grade.
Right.
Yeah. So I was older, and they were, like, talking more about religion and stuff like that. So I remember being in church with, I think, around Christmas time with school. And everyone was like, oh, church is so boring, and I hate religion and stuff. And then I felt really... I don't know, awkward that I was, you know, religious and stuff, so... But I guess that was around the time I started doubting the church, so I didn't really feel it necessary to say that I was religious or whatever. I don't know, but I definitely... There was a difference between the... But I guess maybe it's because I'm older.
Right, you were in a higher grade.
Yeah.
So that for you, it was in 7th and 8th-ish grade. When they started. Because I think, isn't there a subject in school where they discuss religion, not just...
No, that was actually before that, because they don't really have that at private school.
No, okay.
So, but at the... What do you call it? Like
the public school.
Yeah, public school. They had Christianity and stuff. And I remember reading about, like, Christian people. And I really didn't relate to it at all. I was like, what is this? I'm like, am I not Christian? So, yeah, but I guess that, like, I got older, as I said earlier, that I didn't really tell people that I was Christian and stuff, so, and then I went to church. I don't know, I didn't really feel like it, kind of.
What do you remember? Do you remember anything specific that they talked about that sounded foreign to you as far as Christianity went? Anything specific, or?
No, I don't, not anything specific. I just remember, like, there was these columns in the book that, like, they were interviewing these different people from different religions, And I read the one about the Christian girl was in, that was interviewed.
Okay.
And she was like, she had totally different views on things than I had, like, about school and life and, like, the afterlife and stuff. And I was like, okay. So I was starting to doubt that actually Mormons were Christian.
That's interesting. What about, Kelvin, you don't remember, have any such memories about talking about religion in school?
No.
Did you have any sleepovers where you would end up taking friends to church or anything, like Jenny had?
Well, what I think is that every girl from church brings their friends to church, but I've not ever seen one boy that's brought a friend from that isn't religious to church.
Right, yeah. So do you remember what you, Kelvin, about your thoughts about the church back then? Like when you were, say, fourth and fifth grade? Did you pray?
I never prayed more often than praying for the food.
No, okay. So you didn't do personal prayers at night or in the morning or...
No.
Okay. Do you remember ever reading in the scriptures as a family, that if we did that?
I remember that moments when we would sit on the couch and start reading the Bible and hanging stuff up to remember reading in the scriptures and stuff. But I never actually did that.
You mean you didn't do it outside of the, like, on your own? Is that what you mean?
Yeah.
What about you, Jenny? Do you remember anything about scripture reading or prayers?
I had my own prayers before I went to bed and stuff. But I never really felt anything. So I felt like God wasn't really there for me. Because I remember praying a lot right after we moved. Because I used to have a lot of friends at my school. But then we moved to, like, the country. And I really didn't really get any friends that easy. And so I was, like, praying and asking him to help me get friends and stuff. But it only got worse. Like, I remember some guys beating me up at school. And I was, like, praying, asking him to, like, help me. But it only got worse. And I was like,
that was what? In eighth grade, right?
No, that was in fifth grade or something like
oh,
that.
Oh, before you started in the private school.
Yeah. Okay, yeah. Yeah, so I really didn't feel like it helped me. I actually rather... that it was the opposite way, you know, that it only got worse. But I kept praying, and I didn't feel anything, and I didn't really have any relation to God, you know. Like, I didn't really feel like he knew me at all. And
do you remember anything in around that time or before where you actually did feel something, where you did start thinking that this made sense, or where you... I don't know, where you had a kind of a positive experience with the church? Or was it
all... Well, growing up with both, like, parents religious, I just thought that everything just automatically made sense, you know?
Right,
but
right.
Later, when I started questioning the church, then everything started, like, not making sense, you know? It was, like, really...
Right,
annoying.
Right.
But before that, I didn't really question anything, you know? I just... questioning why I didn't feel anything and why, because I didn't really feel the spirit or whatever.
Right.
I didn't really feel happy and stuff. Like my cousin, I remember she was talking to me one time. She's like, "Well, you must have felt the spirit some way." I'm like, "No." So I really felt, I don't know, that God was mad at me or for some reason, but I didn't really understand why, because I'd done everything I was told to and stuff, so...
What about you, Kelvin? Did you have anything, experiences where that you felt like they were from God, or religious, or spiritual?
No. Everyone at church was always saying that, "Oh, I had this really good experience with God today." Like, what? I prayed for, my toy, to find my toy, and then... Like, okay. Then I prayed for God to find it. And then the next day, I went to the curtain, and there it was.
A miracle, right?
It's like, well, before that, they said that they looked there the first day, and then the other day, they looked there again, and then they found it.
So God was helping them by placing their toy there and then telling them that's where it was.
Yeah, it was really annoying that I never...
Did you ever pray for finding a toy?
I think I did once, but then I didn't find it, and God never helped me with that, so then I stopped. Yeah, it was once, to find, like, a toy.
To find your action figures.
It was a really nice toy.
And you never found it?
No.
You don't remember anything, like any positive spiritual experience where you were thinking, okay, this is from God, or where you felt His presence, or something like that?
No, I don't remember feeling anything, but I remember everyone talking about them feeling it, and like the Holy Ghost, that they would be, that I heard some voice if I would be really quiet and
yeah,
and like try and listen to it, but never. Okay.
Well, let's talk about your baptisms. Do you both remember that? I think you were 8 years old, both of you, when you got baptized.
Yeah. Yeah.
Do you remember, Kelvin, do you remember that experience? And what was that like?
Well, it was kind of fun. Like being pulled down into the water and then lifted up again.
Yeah.
I kind of felt like the Holy Ghost or whatever then.
Yeah.
Whatever they call it.
Yeah, you felt a good feeling.
Yeah.
During that.
And then I got lots of gifts. I got, like, the Book of Mormon and candy and...
Yeah, yeah. I remember you were smiling a lot. You just seemed very happy during your baptism.
Well, I think I was really happy because I got this big bowl of candy from a priest or whatever.
I'm just trying to remember. I can't remember the way that it works is you get baptized, you get dunked in the water and come up, and that's your baptism.
Yeah.
And then afterwards is where we all stand in a circle around you, sit in a seat, in a chair, and then we put our hands on your head, the priesthood leaders, and confirm you a member and basically give you the gift of the Holy Ghost. Do you remember that? With our hands on your head and...
Isn't that later?
Like it might have been the Sunday after your baptism. You don't remember that, though?
I do remember Grandpa and my uncle and people like that holding their hands on my head and was sitting there, folding my arms.
Do you don't remember how that felt, though, or anything about that experience?
I do remember feeling... really happy and excited over me finally getting the Holy Ghost.
Okay, and how long did that last, that happiness and those feelings?
Through the rest of the day.
Yeah? What about you, Jenny? Do you remember that experience, the baptism?
Yeah, I remember because I have two cousins. One is 1 year older and one is the same age as me, and they both got baptized before me, so they were, like, telling me all these things about their baptisms, like, what to expect. So I remember having these high expectations about what would happen, you know. And so I remember going into the water, and I didn't really feel anything. And then you baptized me,
mm-hmm.
and something wrong happened, so we had to do it again.
Yeah, I remember
and
that.
Then I remember I didn't really feel anything at all. Like, I was more, like, I don't know, like, since the first time was wrong, you know, I felt kind of like, oh, what did I do wrong? So I was, like, more focusing on doing it correctly, you know, the second time, and I didn't really feel anything special. But then afterwards, when they put their hands on my head, okay, I have to feel something now, because this is, like, when my cousins said that they felt something, like, really, this warm feeling, because they, like, received the Holy Ghost. So I was, like, sitting there trying to feel something. So I guess... I felt, like, it felt like something was, like, being entered into me. Like, I mean, like, with, when the hands were on my head, like, it felt like something was pressing onto my head. Like, of course there was. And then, like, something was, like, floating into me, you know? I guess their hands had been on my head so long that I was, I don't know, whatever. But it felt like I was getting, like, receiving the Holy Spirit. I guess it felt really special, but I didn't really feel anything different from that.
Okay. Do you remember how old you were when I started doubting and when I stopped going to church or stopped believing in church?
About 12.
Yeah, so you were like 14, that. Ginny? Does that sound
I honestly don't even remember you doubting the church until you, like, totally stopped going to church.
Yeah, right.
And that was, I think, when I was around 13, so...
Yeah, that sounds about right. 13 or 14.
Yeah, around there.
Do you remember what happened? Like,
I remember you and Mom fighting a lot, so I was kind of suspicious about that. And then I remember one time I was sitting in my room and not being able to sleep, and you guys were talking outside of my room. And I heard you guys talking about that you didn't believe in Jesus anymore or something. And I was getting really sad. And I was like, what, really? Is this like a dream? Because I was like half awake, you know. So I was hoping it was a dream because I got really terrified about what would happen if you would like stop believing in the church and maybe being sent to the outer darkness or whatever. You know, like an afterlife. I was mostly concerned. So.
Yeah. Oh, but you do remember being scared, is that what you said?
Yeah, like worried about you and our family's future, I guess.
Yeah.
And since you guys were starting to fight then, I was like, oh, then is it going to turn out later, you know?
Yeah.
So.
What about you, Kelvin? Do you remember anything like that?
I don't remember waking up in the middle of the night and hearing you guys fighting.
Do you remember any discussions or how Mom and I treated each other or anything like that?
No, I don't remember that.
Do you remember going into the woods with me and Ginny and talking about how I felt about the church?
Yes, kind of.
Do you remember that, Ginny?
No.
I remember I took you guys out for a walk.
Really? It was me?
Yeah.
Are you sure it's not?
I don't know.
I don't remember.
Could have been some other kid. when we went out into the woods and I just tried to explain a little bit about how I felt about the church and why I didn't believe anymore and stuff. Do you guys remember that at all? No?
No.
You do kind of, like, isn't that when you said that you had, like, been reading this book, about Joseph Smith?
Probably, yeah.
And there was some stuff in that book that didn't quite measure up to the Book of Mormon.
Okay, right. What did you think about that? Like, about...
I thought, I really have to read this book.
But you didn't read that book, did you?
I haven't yet.
Well, did you do anything? Did you think anything differently about me or about, I don't know, your future? Or?
Well, I never liked going to church except for when I was 8 and below that age.
Okay, right.
But then when I heard that, I'm like, finally, I have a reason to not go to church.
So you were just happy about that then?
Yeah, because with... The Book of Mormon wasn't true, then probably the whole Christian and Mormon religion wasn't really true, so then I could use this against going to church.
Okay, so you were just excited about it so that you didn't have to go to church anymore.
Yeah, probably, because it's not really fun just sitting there and listen to the grown-ups talking to each other and, like, in the sacrament meeting. When, yeah, I never actually listened to them talking.
I remember I was explaining to you how I felt about the religion. But did you feel like, I mean, didn't that conflict a little bit about what you knew your mom and others in your family thought about it? How did that affect you? It was just one guy, me, who felt that way. Everybody else still believed it was true, right?
Yeah, I believe so.
But did you automatically just jump on the whatever I was thinking, then figure that was the right thing, or?
Yeah.
And why is that? Do you remember?
No, I don't quite remember.
What about you, Ginny?
Well, actually, I remember the first year or something. I was actually quite. afraid of talking to you about especially religious things. So I actually tried to, like, avoid you because I felt like I'm not sure why, but I just remember talking to my cousins, you know, and they were like about these different things, and they were like, oh, maybe you should just stop talking to your dad about these things, because they obviously were sensing that I was really starting to doubt the church and stuff. But actually, that was before I talked to you about anything of this. So, I don't know. There was.
Do you remember going to seminary? Do you remember your first year of seminary?
Yeah, that was, like, a lot later, though.
Was it? Because you were 14. Weren't you? Don't you start going to seminary at 14?
Isn't that when you, like, wake up at 6 o'clock and go to church and start talking to them?
Yeah. So I think, this is just how I remember, I might be wrong, but I remember you went to seminary that first year, and your mom would drive you in the mornings, and then I volunteered to drive you in the mornings. I don't remember if I did it every morning or just every other, if we took turns or what, but I remember I think, I can't remember if we lived out in the country then.
No, we lived here.
We lived here, here. So it was like 15-minute drive to church.
Yeah.
And then you would have seminary, and then I would sit in the building and read or something while you did seminary, and then I would drive you home and then drive to work. Do you remember that stuff?
Yeah, I do.
Well, do you remember what you were thinking then? Like, was it unwelcome that I was doing that, or did you think it was okay?
No, I thought it was good that you were doing that, because some of the things you were teaching me at seminary, I really thought was strange.
Right, yeah.
So, like, I was talking to you about them when I,
do you remember
on the
what,
way home and stuff.
Do you remember what that year was? What the study was? I can't remember either. If it was it New Testament or Old Testament?
New Testament, yeah.
Right.
It was New Testament.
It was the New Testament.
Yeah.
And some of the things that they were teaching about that seemed strange to you? Is that what you're saying? Or
I just remember feeling, like, uncomfortable in there, you know?
Yeah, right. I remember I was reading, I believe that was the time I was reading a lot of Bart Ehrman books, and I think I would, this is so long ago I can't remember very well, but I think I would read, try to read the same thing that you were reading in the scriptures, just to make sure I was keeping up with the seminary lessons, and then if I had some insight that I thought would help explain things to you a little bit better than what they teach you there, or you know, anything more, or some background around the scripture or something, then I would try to explain that on the way up or on the way back or whatever. Is that how you remember it as
well?
Yeah. Okay. What about you, Calvin? Did you go to seminary?
No, I never did. Never.
Okay, you're 15 now, so you would have just started last year going to seminary, right? Okay, and when you turned 12, that was 3 years ago. Do you remember there being any pressure about you becoming a deacon, getting the priesthood?
Yes. I remember my mom wanting me to go and talk to the bishop.
Uh-huh.
And talk to him about me getting the priesthood or whatever. And I never actually wanted it. And I did talk to him, I think. But I told him that I didn't want it.
Okay. Did he ask you why? Do you remember how that conversation went at all?
He said that it was up to me, and that if I don't want it, then I didn't have to.
Did you feel pressure from mom or anyone else about getting it?
Yeah, a little bit.
But it was okay. It wasn't a big problem.
After the bishop saying that I didn't have to actually do it, then I was really happy and relieved.
Yeah. Why didn't you want the priesthood? Do you remember?
Because it seemed like that I had to go to church all the time then.
Okay. Okay, right, you thought it would be a bigger commitment.
Yes, to church. And I didn't want that.
Why not?
Because I wasn't really sure if I actually wanted to be a Mormon or not.
Okay, do you remember... Well, what did you understand about the priesthood? Do you remember anything about that? Like, what it was and...
I didn't even actually know anything about it. Nothing.
But you weren't interested to find out about that?
No.
What about you, Jenny? I mean, I know that they didn't have a priesthood interview with you, but you started in Young Women's about the time that I stopped going to church, I believe. Because you were 12.
Yeah,
yes. Let's see, you're 17. So it's around that time, yeah. It was around that time that you were in Young Women's. Do you remember any of the things that they taught you there? That anything that made you start questioning or...
Well, I actually started questioning the church in my mind, like not really talking to people about it.
Right.
When I went in first grade, I think. Because we had about evolution and... how mankind was developed from apes, you know, and
right,
stuff.
Right, okay, yeah.
And I remember seeing this picture. They showed a picture of how apes, and then the...
Development.
Development, and then how it turned to a human being, you know, and I was like, what? How can people even believe this? And then I was, like, talking to some of my friends about it. And they're like, this is like what my mom believes too. And I'm like, what? How can someone believe this? And I was like, totally, I don't know. I just thought it was so strange that they could teach this at school, you know? So I guess I was like starting to figure out why they would teach such a lie at school, you know? Like,
yeah.
School is like supposed to be where you actually learn things.
Did it make you... Do you remember asking anyone else? Like me or mom or anybody?
No.
But you just started automatically doubting that.
Yeah.
And then did it make you question other things about school? Or just that, the stuff
no,
that...
No, I just remember that. And then later, you know, when we had about other religions and stuff, I was like, oh, well, this religion actually sounds pretty interesting. And then, like, why do I think these religions sound more interesting than our religion and stuff? So... I don't know. And then when I didn't feel the Holy Ghost or anything later, I was really starting to wonder if there was anything wrong with me, you know?
Right.
I was basically just feeling like I had done something wrong and that I didn't really... that I wasn't worthy of feeling the Holy Ghost or whatever. So, I don't know. I felt really, like, sad and I didn't really like to talk about it to people because... I was afraid that they would say that I had to repent by doing something, but I really didn't feel like I was doing anything wrong because I was, you know, telling my friends about the church and bringing them to church and stuff, and like I was really a good girl, you know. And then
So what about in the Young Women's years?
Yeah, I remember them talking about outer darkness and how people that rejected the church would be sent there for all eternity, and then that our families would be like broken up and stuff, and then we would never see each other again. And yeah, it made me really sad. And then later, I guess we have about the same subjects several times because I've been going there for a while, you know, they like run out of subjects or something. Because I remember having about it later, and I was like, what? Do they really believe this? Because there are a couple of girls in Young Women's that have dads or fathers that are out of the church. And so I feel like they, like, try to make the subjects kind of nicer in a nicer way, you know, so that we don't really get sad because they're like... Yeah, everyone that rejects the church are supposed to be sent to outer darkness only if they have known that it's true, because none of the other fathers of the people in Young Women's have really been really active in church, but you have been on a mission and stuff, so I was like...
Right.
Oh, okay, so, like, he obviously knew it since he was on a mission, so does that mean that he's going to be sent to outer darkness? And, yeah, but I... Yeah.
Okay, but then... But then that started causing you to doubt them?
Yeah, so I was like, what? Why would he be sent to outer darkness? Like, I know that you're not, like, the devil or anything like that. Like, why would they send you to outer darkness and not Hitler or some evil person like that, you know? So I was just feeling that it was really strange to some of the things we learned at Young Women's.
What about... Okay, well, I'll come back to that in a second. Kelvin, do you remember any lessons like that where they talked about the... plan, what they call the plan of salvation, where they talk about what happens after you die and the different degrees of glory, the kingdoms? Anything about that stuff?
I remember about those different kingdoms, and if you have been bad or whatever, you go down to this little black hole or whatever. Well, everything on the blackboard was, like, blue and red, and then there's this little dot that's black where you go to if you're evil.
Okay. Okay, you don't remember the names of the kingdoms or anything like that?
I do remember the names of the kingdoms.
What? Not the what do you remember?
The Celestial Kingdom, the Telestial Kingdom. They're all really similar.
Yeah, true. Do you remember the one called Outer Darkness?
No.
No, okay.
I don't like the darkness.
That might have been the black, dark dot they were drawing. I don't know. But they don't generally talk too much about that, because, at least not anymore today, because they mainly focus on the three kingdoms that are the three degrees of glory, or the three heavens. And that is the celestial, the terrestrial, and the telestial are the three. And then there's outer darkness for the few people who are the elect that have... basically received confirmation from the Holy Ghost that it's true, and then deny it. They deny the Holy Ghost is the requirement to have to go there. So it's hardly anybody. Basically, it's only Mormons or former Mormons that go there. Only if they had a confirmation from the Holy Ghost. That's the doctrine. But you don't remember too much about that, is what you're saying.
I remember being really scared of that black talk. And I really didn't want to go there. And then I think I asked my teacher or something like that if I would go there, because they said that if you kill somebody else, you would go to there. And I asked them, well, what happens if I kill myself? Would I go there then too?
Okay, that is an outer darkness. That's the lowest. I mean, it doesn't really matter. It's just... it's all... Anyway, that's the lowest kingdom of the heavens, the celestial, that you would go to if you end up killing someone or doing evil things like that.
Oh.
But anyway, so you were asking the teacher about that.
Yeah, if I killed myself, would I go to the lowest one, or would I go to hell?
Right, right.
And she said, yeah, if you kill yourself, that still counts as killing someone.
So. Yeah, okay. But you weren't really thinking of killing yourself.
No, it was just a question.
Yeah. Okay, but do you remember having any doubts about the stuff they were teaching you? Or did you believe this stuff? Or what did you think of it?
Well, I didn't quite understand the part where... when you, like, get really old and you die, and then they bury your body, and then your soul goes up to this place where you get judged, and then you go either to one of those three... And if you've been bad, then you just go straight from your body to that inner, outer darkness?
Inner darkness.
If you have inner darkness, you go to the outer darkness.
Yes.
All right. Do you remember any other lessons, other things that they taught you in, I guess it wouldn't be primary. I'm thinking of basically from the age of 12 and up. So this would be in the last 3 years.
Young men? Or...
Yeah, I guess young men's. Like, what do they teach you? Is it any different from Powerbank, or is it just the same stuff?
It's pretty different from primary, because then we're sitting around this person that's talking, and we're trying to, like, listen, and sometimes we participate and read in the Bible when they ask us to. But... That was in the time where I was not, when I was doubting the church, when I went to Young Men.
Okay, so it didn't sink in, really?
No, I was just ignoring whatever they were saying.
Do you remember how they, if they talked to you about girls, about how to treat women, about anything about that, about sexuality or morality or
any? I think we did that once, but I don't really remember what they were saying.
So there wasn't a lot of focus on that?
No.
On what about on morality, about clothes you wear, about anything like that?
Yeah, because I only wore a shirt, pants, and a tie. And my shirt, that wasn't really often white, so then I couldn't, like, serve the sacrament, the bread and water.
Right.
So I thought that was really weird that I had to wear exactly white and a tie. I mean, probably black tie.
Okay, but that wasn't specific for you because you didn't have the priesthood anyway. You weren't a deacon. You were never ordained into the priesthood.
No, but
so you couldn't have served the sacrament anyway. But were there others there, or were you the only one that didn't wear a white shirt?
I was the only one that didn't wear a white shirt.
Okay, but then they had a lesson about what you had to wear to pass the sacrament?
No. They didn't have a lesson about it. They just told me.
Oh.
I mean, one of the guys told me that that was my age.
Oh, okay.
Because they wanted me to serve sacrament too.
Oh, did they not know you didn't have the priesthood?
Yeah, they didn't know that.
Oh, okay. What did you think of that rule, that you had to wear a white shirt?
I thought it was stupid.
Well, what did you think of, okay, you have these other guys your age, they're all passing the sacrament, or were there any others that didn't do it?
Everyone did it.
So what did you think of that? Did you feel, like, out of place or weird, or?
No, I didn't feel like I was weird or anything. I just felt like I really want to be there and serve that because
you did want to do it then.
Yeah.
Okay. How did you feel about that then? I mean, you wanted to serve the sacrament. You wanted to be up there passing it out. But did you know you had to have the priesthood to do that?
No. Or I did know it, but then when he asked me why I wasn't doing it and that I had to wear a white shirt, then I thought that I could do it. But now, again, you're saying that I can't do it.
So. No, you can. Yeah, right. Okay, but you wanted to do it, but not enough to where you would actually
wear a white shirt.
Or wear that, or even consider getting the priesthood or whatever. So it wasn't like a big, it was more of a curiosity, maybe, that you were just curious what it was like to pass the sacrament?
Yeah.
Okay, now, Jenny, do you remember any lessons of young women's about morality, or, like, how many of the lessons do you feel like we're talking about things you wore and your relation to boys and stuff like that?
Yeah, quite a lot, actually. Or I remember a lot of lessons about it, because especially since I've been to dances and EFY and stuff.
Right, right.
And I think it's really strange that, like, they have about that if you wear certain clothes, guys will get turned on if they see you, and like if they look at you, like they'll look at you and just think dirty thoughts if you're wearing specific clothing. And I'm like, what, isn't it like their fault if they get turned on by us? Like, why would we have to change us because they get turned on by us? I mean, like, it's really strange. So
like, do you remember anything they said about, like, what types of things?
Yeah, you have to wear skirts that go below your knees, and you can't show your shoulders, and you can't, like, have cleavage or anything like that. You have to, like, you have a shirt that covers everything, you know, every possible thing. And I thought it was strange that you, like, couldn't show your shoulders or anything like that, you know.
Right.
So, like, I was like, what, do you guys, like, get turned on by seeing your shoulders? Like, what is the big deal? Yeah. So, but I follow the rules because my cousins, I remember they were making fun of girls that were wearing short skirts and, you know, t-shirts that weren't covering their shoulders or something like that.
Tank tops?
Yeah. Or just dresses, sleeveless shirts or dresses, you know.
What they would say?
They would like say, oh, they're so slutty, they just want all this attention from guys. And I'm like, Like, I actually understood the girl, like, why she wasn't wearing, like, how she could walk, like, around like that, you know? And they're like,
now, were these girls at dances or Mormon girls, or were they just...
Well, it was really depending on, like, there weren't that many girls that were walking around, you know? Uanständig, I don't know how you say it.
Indecent.
Yeah. But there were a couple every Sunday, especially since we were, like, around 12 years old when we started talking about it, you know. They really didn't have anything to show, you know. Like,
right,
they would
right.
walk around with dresses that went way too far down on the chest and stuff, but they didn't really have anything to show, you know. But I really felt like it was really stupid, like, the whole thing, and then... I remember going to camp, summer camp or something like that, with young women's, and it was really strict there. Like, the first time I went there, I had to go through all my clothes, and not that I'm really an indecent girl, you know, that I have very many clothes that are not decent, but there were a lot of clothes I couldn't wear, you know, like shorts. All the shorts had to be covering your knees. I remember some people in my ward said, and I was like, what? I don't even have any shorts that are go that far. Like, do I have to wear pants all the time? Like, it's in the middle of the summer. And, yeah, stuff like that, you know. So.
Back to the, where you heard girls talking about others. Did you feel like there were, that those people who, that, oh, how do you say this? I was just thinking, it sounds a little bit like that it was causing them to judge others.
Yeah.
The fact that there are these rules.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah, I thought it was strange that I called people sluts if they were wearing a specific thing. Like, it doesn't really affect the way they are with boys, or at least, like, some of my friends were wearing skirts that were way too short, you know, and I still like them, and they were still acting a lot nicer than some of the people in my church were. And even my cousins, you know, they were, like, talking about other people behind their back. And we even learned that at church that it was bad to do that. And my friends that were way too short skirts were, like, really nice and not talking bad about anyone. So I was, like, kind of confused about that. But, yeah, so it definitely, like, made them judge people more. And at school, like, they didn't really judge people that much about their clothing and stuff. So
what about you? Did you start judging people by what they were wearing? Like, did you ever start thinking, oh, these girls are slutty or anything like that?
No, not that I remember.
But you kind of felt like it was wrong?
Yeah, and then sometimes they would talk about them, and then the next Sunday, my cousins, they would talk about some girls in our ward that wore too short skirts, and then the next Sunday, they would come with too short skirts, and I was like, what?
Kelvin, does it affect you, or how does it affect you when you see girls wearing shorts that don't go below their knees, or, I don't know, can you talk about it from a guy's perspective?
I don't quite understand.
Well, I mean, do you agree with
like
it?
Like, you get more turned on by looking at girls that wear short shorts than long shorts or whatever, like...
Yeah, do you understand the rules? Like, you know, the things about the tank tops and the cleavage and the short shorts. Do you understand kind of where the church is coming from there? From a guy's perspective? Because they're saying... it sounds like what they're saying is that the girls shouldn't dress that way because guys get turned on from that and want to.
Well, it seems like the Mormon guys get turned on more easily than normal guys.
Okay, so what about you personally?
Well, I don't get turned on by girls' shoulders.
Right, okay. what about cleavage?
I guess I think boys could, like, control themselves enough not to do something with the girls.
Right.
Like, it sounds like there are that, in the Mormon perspective, or whatever, yeah, that
the boys can't handle themselves around the girls if they show their body parts, so then we have to hide them.
What do you think about that?
I think that's kind of dumb. Like, they don't really trust the boys.
Help you have pure thoughts all the time, so you can't really look around at girls. Actually, it seems like they want us to wear, you know, burka or whatever. I don't know what it's called in English.
I think it's called the same thing, a burka.
Yeah. Kind of Muslim-y.
Yeah.
Now, how do the girls in your class dress? You don't have any members in your current class, do you?
No.
So do they dress wearing tank tops and short shorts and short skirts and showing their bosoms and stuff like that?
Yes.
Yeah? Do any of them not dress that way? Dress like...
Yeah, there's this one girl. She has parents that are Mormon, but she doesn't actually believe in that herself.
In your current class?
Yeah, she goes in the...
The other class, but she's in your grade.
Yeah, she's in my grade.
I see, okay, yeah.
She has a... Yeah, on prom.
Mm-hmm.
That was for a few months ago. She wore this dress that went all the way down to the floor.
Yeah, but was she the only one doing that?
No. There was more girls that also did that. But then after a few hours, they changed into this other dress that was a lot shorter.
Okay, so they went to prom wearing one thing and then changed to it.
Yeah.
Okay, interesting.
A lot of girls do that.
Yeah? Okay, well, I guess we should move on to current beliefs. How often have you gone to church in the last year, Kelvin?
Not at all.
How about you, Jenny?
Well, I go to church more often than I would like to go because, I don't know, I get really easily guilty and, like, I feel guilty really often. Easily, I mean, and my mom is really, like, she gets really sad whenever I don't go. Like, sometimes she even starts crying because I don't go to church. So then I just go, even though I don't really want to go, you know? Especially, like, if I don't have anything to do that weekend, I'm like, oh, okay, I guess I can go just to be, like, social or whatever. But whenever I go, I, like, really regret that I went because I don't really have any friends at church. And I feel like everyone at church really don't like me and I don't really have anything in common with them or anything. So I guess I go every other Sunday most months and then sometimes I just skip a couple, so... There isn't really this system, so I can really know exactly how many Sundays I go, but, yeah.
How long... But it sounds like what you're saying is that you would prefer not to go at all.
Yeah.
Is that true?
Yeah. But it's really hard, because my family... I just feel like if I didn't... Like, if I stopped going to church, I would have to move to another place that I don't really know anyone that goes to church to be able to... like, feel accepted even though I don't go to church, because all my cousins and my aunts and my uncles and stuff really, like, after you stop going to church, you know, it seems like they really judge you, don't really feel comfortable around you and stuff, so, and my grandma, she really, I just feel like they would change their view of me if I stopped going to church, like, at all. Like,
so you're a little bit worried about how your relatives would react, respond to you not going?
Yeah, definitely.
What about you, Kelvin?
Sometimes when we have, like, Christmas, we visit our aunt and uncle.
Right.
And then it seems like they don't even want to talk to me because I don't go to church.
Well... Okay, so you're assuming that is why, right? I mean...
Yeah, that's what it was.
They haven't said anything about that, or have they?
No, they haven't even talked to me.
So, but from your perspective then, you not going is... I mean, you don't really have any male cousins, do you, that are around your age?
No, I think that's really annoying.
So you have, but Ginny has two or three cousins that are her around her age.
Yeah.
So it's a little different. I guess you have it a little, Ginny has it a little differently. How do you think it would be if you had a cousin that was around your age? Do you think it would be different for you then, as far as you going to church and how you feel about it?
I can't say. I don't really know.
Well, do you feel like you have any pressure from mom or from anyone else about going?
Not anymore.
What about how, like, when you first started expressing that you didn't want to go? How was that? How did mom treat you? And do you remember how you felt? Was that difficult? Was it emotional for her?
Yes, it was pretty emotional for her. But that was the time when we actually have to go every other week, because that would make her like happy.
Okay, right. So there's been an agreement where you go every other Sunday. And the Sundays that you didn't go, do you remember what the rule was then? Like, could you go every week if you wanted to?
Every week?
Yeah, if you wanted. What if you wanted to go every single Sunday?
She would have been happy.
But would I have tried to stop you?
No.
So it wasn't that I was saying you had to stay home every week?
No.
Or every other week?
That was my choice.
It was just that you were allowed to choose every other week, and the other weeks you had to go.
But it seems like she's like more easygoing on us that are, or at least Kelvin, that is older. I don't know how she would react if I stopped going to church at all, but like she focuses more on the small children, you know.
Have either of you tried discussing religion with her, or your beliefs, or faith in general with mom?
No.
I have. Or I really feel pressured because I've told my friends that I don't really believe in it, and that it's really hard for me to tell my mom that I don't believe in it.
You mean your non-Mormon friends?
Yeah.
Right.
They're like at school and stuff, and they like have been telling me that I should tell her because like that's the best thing for her if she really knows what I'm thinking and stuff. And I just think it's really hard. So sometimes I try to like start talking about it, and then it just ends up with her crying. And I'm like, okay, so I guess I shouldn't tell her while she's crying, you know.
Right.
Like I would rather have a discussion with her, like a pleasant discussion, you know, like where she actually heard my views and where she could like tell some of her views and stuff. But I think she's just really emotional person in general, so I don't know.
Well, has she talked to you about her beliefs, Kelvin? Has she like borne her testimony to you and told her how she feels about the church?
I think she has. I don't remember.
So she hasn't recently then?
No.
Does she ever talk to you about church or religion or Jesus or anything?
Not anymore.
Okay, what about you, Ginny? How often does she talk to you about that stuff?
Well, it's actually been a while, or a couple of months, since the last time we talked about religion together. But the last time she was driving me to the bus, and she was telling me that I don't remember exactly how the conversation went, but she was like talking about, like, she started just bearing her testimony. She's like, I believe that the church is true and that Jesus will come back soon and that no matter what happens, that it'll still be true and a lot of stuff like that. And I'm like, oh, crap. Why is she doing this? You know, like, does she think that it'll change our situation and stuff? So I really hate it every time she starts bearing her testimony, you know, because I really feel pressured into saying, like, agreeing with her, you know. And if I start saying, like, no, I actually disagree with you on that and that and that, and she starts crying at all, like, immediately. She's like, oh, but I just want you to be happy. I just want the best for you. And I'm like, well, what if the best for me is not going to church? Like, it's just thinks that it seems like she thinks that if I go to church, that I'll be happy and that I'll be have friends and, you know, that my life will turn out good. But I don't necessarily believe that. Like, doesn't she see that I don't have any friends at church? Doesn't she see that I have a lot more friends outside church? And
well, has she talked to you about, okay, you're 17, so your birthday, you will be 18 in less, is it less than 6 months? No, around 6 months, I guess.
Yeah, soon, 6 months.
Around 6 months. Has she talked to you at all about becoming an adult, about 18, about, I don't know, things like drinking, about sex, about anything like
no,
that?
No, I think I asked, or I told her one time that I felt like if I stopped going to church, or that since I've been going less and less to church, you know, that everyone thinks that I'm drinking and going to parties and, like, being with all these guys and stuff, though. I'm really not at all, you know, so, and then she's like, yeah, I know that you are, and I'm like, yeah, but it doesn't really change what the other people in our family think.
Oh, you mean, you mean since you're not going, the other Mormons in your family think that?
Like, yeah, well, that's what I feel like they think, or not necessarily in our family, but everyone, like my previous friends, it seems like they think that I...
You mean your Mormon friends?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay, right.
If they think that I don't know, suddenly turned, like, super popular and started drinking and smoking or whatever, and so that's why they're uncomfortable around me or something. And Mom's like, no, how could they possibly think that, you know? And I'm like, I don't know. I don't know why they think what they think, you know? And, like, I know some people that have stopped going to church after they turned 20, something like that, and I know what people think about them because I, like, get kind of, like, I think the same as them, I guess, because they, like, talk about them to me, you know? And they, like, think that they're really, like, party animals, you know, all the time. And so I really don't want people to think that I don't know, like, am, like, super... Like, the opposite of Mormon, you know what I mean? Like,
right. Well, how do you feel about God? What are your current beliefs?
Well, lately I've actually tried to, like, stay away from religion because I know that I really don't believe in the Mormon view of religion, you know? So I've, like, just tried to not think about it because I know that if I, like, started believing in something else, that my mom would be devastated, you know? So, like, I wouldn't say that I'm an atheist and I wouldn't say that I believe in God, but I'm just trying to.
Do you think about it very much?
No, not really. Like, we have about stuff like that at school, but I, like, most people in my school are atheists. They don't really believe in God. I don't know.
What about you, Kelvin?
What I think about God?
Yeah, or God, religion, spirituality.
I don't know.
It sounds like you don't think much about it.
No, I don't. Except for God, if he really did exist, or if he does. Right. I think he's really... weird. Because he's standing... They say that he's standing up there and watching us all the time. And that sounds really creepy. I mean, this big guy way, way far away is watching us. Is he like... And he can see through walls. And it's really scary.
But okay, aside from that belief or that version of God, what do you think about there being a God? What do you think the world would be like if there was no God? Would it be different than if there was a God? Have you thought anything about that?
I don't think there is a God.
No? What about why you're here, or do you ever think about that? Like, why you're on Earth, what we're doing here, where we come from, those kinds of questions?
I did think about that before, and it really, really freaked me out.
Okay, but you don't think about that so much.
I don't like thinking about that. It's really, really scary.
Well, do you feel that there are unanswered questions that only that can be answered through religion and not through without religion?
I don't think about that.
You don't think about that either? Okay, Jenny, what about you?
Well, I think there are questions that you can answer with the science and the other way around. Like, that there are some things that science can't really answer. Like, for example, what happens after death? You know, like, they can't really know for certain anything. But then there are, like, I at school I have psychology and other subjects that we, like, think and have, like, discussions about. And I have philosophy, too, so we, like, have the discussions about how we can know things for certain. And we, like, have about how the brain can trick you into thinking or knowing, I guess, other things and stuff, like, exactly what happens in religion. So, which makes me really doubt religion, you know, like, the brain can trick you into thinking certain things, you know. And for example, if it's sunny outside and you're walking around and you get warm and then you're thinking about something, like, for example, if you're thinking about religion and then you get warm and then your brain, like, automatically puts different things that happen together, and then maybe that you're outside in the hot weather feeling warm, and then that you're thinking about something, and then that is, like, connect those two together, that you're feeling warm and thinking about something, and yeah.
Okay, like that you connect that with God or whatever, if you're a religious person.
Yeah, and then you could do that, but yeah, it's just your brain tricking you into thinking things, and yeah. So I really have really questions about God, like, since we learn about how the brain works and how it can, like, trick you into thinking things, like, why would God create something that can think that much, like, they can trick himself and stuff, you know? So
what about, I mean, you have said that you haven't had really anything that you would call a spiritual experience, like any warm feelings or whatever that would feel like the spirit talking to you.
Yeah.
But there are people in your family who have had that, I assume. I don't know if they've talked to you about it. But, I mean, you hear, for example, in church on Sundays, people telling about spiritual experiences and saying, based on this, these certain things, that they know that the church is true. What do you think about that, about those people that, or not those people necessarily, but their experiences, like the feelings that they say that they have?
Well, yeah, for example, I had a summer camp that I told you about, that every time we have this, what do you call it? Like,
I don't know, testimony?
Yeah, testimony meeting.
Okay.
Where you bear your testimony, and everyone, or basically everyone does it, but I've never done it because I really don't feel obligated to do it or whatever.
Right.
So I usually just sit there and listen to the testimonies, and then almost everyone says, yeah, almost everyone starts crying for the first thing. I think it's really strange.
Yeah.
And a lot of people say, yeah, I feel the spirit is really strong with us tonight, and I feel like God is really, like, with us now. And I'm like, how come I can't feel anything, like, when all of these people are feeling stuff? Like,
well, what do you think?
Why don't I feel anything?
Well, do you think you have an answer to that? Or do you still...
Well, yeah, I think that, like, the reason that they're starting to cry, you know, like, it's not because of the Holy Spirit touching your soul so you start crying or whatever, but I think it's rather maybe that they're nervous or something, because I feel like I get really nervous when I have talks in front of people, too. But I don't necessarily start crying, but yeah, that might, like, have something to do with why they're crying. And, like, maybe, like I said earlier, that maybe it has something to do with the weather, that they're feeling warm, you know, or I don't know, maybe they just feel like carried away and they're like, oh, this must be the spirit. And I don't know, it's just really annoying, I think, that
that they interpret that to mean.
Yeah, that the spirit. And then I remember one time this girl went up and said her testimony, and she said at the end that, I don't really care if the church is true or not. I just know that I feel, you know, good when I'm in the church, and that I have friends here and I have a good life in the church, but I don't really care if I find out if it's true or not. Like, if it ends up not being true, it'll still, I would still have a nice life, and it would still be like a good thing, you know. And I'm like, okay, are you sure about that?
So that was, you think that was her way of saying that she would still be a Mormon, and she thinks it's good to be a Mormon even if the church isn't true.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, yeah. Well, do you guys have any messages or any closing thoughts? Anything you would like to say to people your age or people older that might be looking? Maybe there are people listening that have kids your age or maybe younger. And do you have any advice to them on how they should talk to treat their children?
Well, I think it's important to, like, I wish I knew more about different religions, too. I don't know if it really has anything to do with the situation, but, like, if I knew that, since, I don't know, I guess maybe it's genetic or something, that I really feel like I need to know that, like, what's going on in my life and what's going to happen after my life, you know, that maybe, like, if I knew other things about other religions, then maybe I would feel like it was easier to go away from the church, you know, like, even though I know that it's not true, but still I don't know.
Okay, so you feel like you can honestly say that you know that it's not true, the church?
Yeah.
You do feel like that?
Yeah.
Do you feel like it is good anyway?
Well, I would say that it maybe, I don't think it's good at all, because, like, they make you, like, have these, what is it called, like, fordomit over other people, and, like, makes you feel more powerful, I don't know. Like, it makes you be afraid of the world and other things, like, everything that's outside of the church. So I don't really think it's a good thing, but I guess if you, like, have a lot of friends in church and your whole family is in church and you like, if you like your life the way it is in the church, then I guess it could be good, but...
Okay, right. What about you, Kelvin? How do you think your relationship is now with your mom and with... Because your mom believes very much in the church. She's very active. She goes every single week. She's there right now. She goes to choir, she does church callings. She's pretty much as active as you can be as a Mormon. How do you feel your relationship is with her now that you don't go?
I think she's treating me more like a child now.
In what way?
Like...
She can't trust you, maybe?
The way that she acts around me and talks to me. Like, sometimes she doesn't want me to... She doesn't want me to make my own decisions about some stuff.
Like what? Do you want to get specific?
Clothes.
Okay. What do you mean? Like you pick out clothes and she says no, she doesn't think you should wear that? Is that the kind of thing you mean? Or
yeah. Like she... I think she... is trying to control my life more than
before, or...
Yes.
But, okay, you mentioned clothes. What else? I mean, do you have conversations with her where you feel... Do you have conversations with your mom? I don't know what you guys talk about.
I only talk with my mom when she's driving me places.
Yeah.
Well, I feel like maybe if you have children that are... Like, if you're, like, maybe you should try to talk about other things than religion all the time, because, like, with my mom, I feel like if I talk to her at all, she'll bring up religion and, like, try to guilt me into, I don't know, going to church. So maybe it would be a good thing to just talk to your children like you're a normal human being that doesn't really believe in anything certain. Like, maybe just ask how their day was and just show that you care about them, even though, like, despite whatever religion they have and whatever they think about religion. Like, I feel like my mom doesn't really care about me. You know, like, she only cares about me in the sense that I go to church and stuff. So sometimes I go to church just to talk to her, you know.
Oh, okay. Do you feel like she doesn't? I think that could be really sad if people hearing you say something like that. But maybe you can expound on what you mean by that.
I don't know. I just feel like she doesn't really ask me about how, like, my day was at school. Like, I have to tell her, like, oh, I didn't really have a good day at school today. And she's like, oh, okay, like, what happened? Like, then she asks me about it. But if I didn't really tell her anything, she would rather, I don't know, like, talk about something else or just not talk at all. Or,
well, how do you think she would respond if you, I don't know, started drinking or, I don't know, having sex? Like, if you had a boyfriend that you were spending a lot of time with and you admitted to her that you were having sex, or, I don't know, I'm just throwing stuff out there, like,
yeah,
that are basically, that would...
I think it would be really awkward. Like, I don't think she would be able to talk to me a lot.
Because, like, do you feel like you can talk to her about, like, that kind of stuff?
No, definitely not. Because I know that she isn't experienced with those type of things at all, like drinking or anything, because she was a really clean teenager, you know? She didn't really do anything. I have this impression that she spent her teenager life reading books, sitting in her bed, you know?
That could be an impression one has, but she definitely did more than that. I mean, she...
Yeah, of course, but...
She had friends.
I don't feel like I can talk to her about, like, things that happen at school, like my friends and...
But would you like to, though? I mean, if you felt like she would talk to you about that stuff, would you like to be able to talk to her about that? Or is it...
Well, I would like to talk to her about it and have her not judging me and,
right,
like, try to give me... Like, I would just like to talk to her without her necessarily giving me any advice, because I know that she can't really give me advice when it comes to those type of things, you know? So, I don't know.
What about you, Kelvin? Would you like to be able to talk to your mom more, or to anybody? Or how do you feel it is right now, your relationship with her and with other people in your life that are religious?
I don't really know.
Well, you also said that you don't really talk to your mom except for in the car, maybe.
Yeah, but yeah, like, would you like to be able to talk to her more, or?
No, I think she's hanging around me more than she does with Lana.
What do you mean by that?
Like, if... Yeah, I think she's trying to get me to go more to church by hanging more around me than being with Lana. Because she already has Lana under her control, obviously, by taking her to church all the time. But me... Yeah, she's trying to become more friends with me to
get
me to church.
Yeah, that's what you mean, is she's trying to become more of a buddy or whatever.
Yeah.
But do you feel like there's this motive of her doing that because she wants you to go to church? Or do you think it could be just because you're her son and she just wants to be your friend?
She wants me to go to church.
But why do you say
that's
that?
That's what you think.
Why do you say that? Like, does she bring it up with you, or?
No, but it's like she's never been like that before, and it's...
Okay.
Or not as I can remember.
Okay, so you feel like since you've stopped going to church, she's been trying more to to get close to you or whatever? To be. Yes. Well, how do you feel about that? What do you think?
I think he's really annoying. I don't like it.
But you're a teenager. You're 15. So I wouldn't... I mean, people who are listening to this shouldn't be too disheartened by that. Because I think that is often just how... I don't know. That's a typical teenager response, really, is to not really like being pals with their parents or whatever, right?
Yes.
I really feel it's easier to talk about things with you, and I feel like I'm better friends with you than with my mom, but I don't know if it really has anything to do with religion, because, like, just in general, you are really different people, and, like, you are more open, and she's more emotional, and she doesn't, like, she starts crying really easier, and I don't really... remember ever seeing you cry, you know? So it's like...
I have.
I cry during movies. That's why I want to watch E.T. with you guys, so I can... then you'll see me cry. I think there are a lot of people who listen to this who one of the parents maybe doesn't believe anymore, and the other parent does, and they have kids who, for example, believe. And who might be looking for... answers to how should they approach their children if they no longer believe. How should they approach their children who do believe? Not that you guys can necessarily answer that, but do you have any advice for people in that situation?
Well, I just think it's, like, important to, like, keep the... if you have a good relationship with your children, that you just should... like, not change that, because if you stop going to church and then you treat your children, like, totally different just because you know that they believe or whatever, that they might, I don't know, like, get a whole, like, a bad experience with you leaving the church, you know? And maybe the opposite, too, like, if they leave the church and then you feel awkward around them and just stop talking to them, that they, I don't know, feel like... if they were in the church, that they would be better, like, with our mom, you know? So I just think it's important to, like, do fun things and just talk about other things than not religion all the time and just, like, show that you care even though they don't necessarily believe the same things as you and stuff, so...
Well, I think that you should give your children space and let them figure out stuff out.
But I think it's important to, like, show them that you still care about them. Like, no matter what, maybe they want more space, but you still should, like, show them that you care about them, at least.
Do you think that you have it? Do you think there are people that you know in the church who maybe don't believe that are afraid to tell their parents?
To be honest, I don't really have a very good relationship with anyone in the church, so I don't know.
No.
But...
no, I don't think so.
I wouldn't
think. Everyone in the church seems like they're so happy with their what they believe in and how they are.
Well, I really appreciate that we could have this conversation. I think you guys are pretty brave and really awesome kids. I feel like I'm really lucky to be your dad, and I appreciate that we can do this. Maybe we can have a follow-up discussion in a couple of years to see where you guys are at then. All right, thanks.
Letting go has not been easy, but I don't need you loving me for who you think I should be. No, I'm standing here at the end of who I once was, not sure yet. I'm feeling beautiful as I make no excuse. And I move to the edge and I take my great leap. It doesn't matter if I fall, 'cause leaps and falls make me a better me.
Directing, producing, and editing was done by Heather C., and the theme music was provided by McCall Erickson. Thank you for listening. Mormon Expression Voices is a production of the Whitefields Educational Foundation. Find us on the web at whitefieldseducational.org. The Mormon Expression and Mormon Expression Voices podcasts, as well as other educational initiatives, are made possible by your generous donations. Please consider a subscription today.